Okay, I'm just wondering whether do everyone know what is the or which is the hardest game to play? No, I guess the hardest game to play is actually the waiting game. And I'm sure we all have played this game before, whether it's waiting for a job, a breakthrough in our finances, or answers to our prayers. Waiting is always challenging and mentally draining. In the Bible, we read that Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years for their promised son, Isaac. This was after waiting a lifetime just to receive the promise. And Joseph waited 13 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. Moses waited 40 years to be called by God. Paul waited in prison. And even Jesus waited 30 years to begin his ministry, though he was well equipped long before that. I was thinking, if God asked Jesus to wait, why should we expect him to speed up our waiting process? Well, the Bible offers us encouragement and hope during times of waiting. Tonight, let us find comfort in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, and explore three lessons that we can. That can encourage us while we wait upon God. Let me read Isaiah chapter 40, 31 to you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Chapter 40 of Isaiah marks a shift from the themes of judgment to themes of comfort and hope. For Israel. This chapter addresses the exiled people of Israel, promising them deliverance and encouraging them to trust in God's power and timing. The first lesson from Isaiah 40, verse 31 is the promise of renewed strength. When we wait upon the Lord, He promises to renew our strength. In the original Hebrew, the word for wait implies hope. Trust and expectation. It is not a passive waiting, but active, faith-filled anticipation. Just like a farmer waiting for the harvest, he does not idly sit idly, but tends to his crops, knowing that in due season he will reap the fruit of his labor. And the word renew suggests an exchange of strength, exchanging our weakness for his power. And the psalmist echoes Isaiah words in Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The psalmist urges us to wait on the Lord with courage, promising that God will strengthen our heart. So how do we actively wait? We wait by spending time with God every day through prayer and reading the Bible. Reflect on verses such as Isaiah 40, 31 and Psalm 27, 14, which we just read. This practice will renew our spiritual strength. And at the same time, we ought to acknowledge our weakness. It is only when we recognize our weakness that we can transfer those moments of discouragement to God, trusting Him to provide us with the strength we need. The second lesson is seeing God's bigger picture. We must learn to see things from God's perspective. During my last trip to Bird Paradise, I learned that eagles are known for their powerful flight and ability to soar high above storms. During storms, most birds will seek shelter, but the eagles will spread its wing and allow the wind to carry it above the clouds. So the imagery of mounting up with wings as eagles signifies seeing things from an elevated perspective. So eagles fly high above storms and see the bigger picture below, which is the storm below. Similarly, when we wait on the Lord, God rises our perspective above our immediate troubles and help us to see things from his viewpoint. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, Paul says, set your affection on things above, not on the things on the earth. Paul encourages us to focus on heavenly things, aligning our perspective with God's, to set our mind on things above and seek God's perspective in every situation. And we must make a conscious effort to focus on God's bigger picture rather than our immediate circumstances. And we must constantly remind ourselves of God's blessing and shift our focus from problem to praise. Regularly thank God for what He has done in our life, for what He is doing for us now, while we are waiting and will do in our lives. The final lesson is on endurance. Waiting upon the Lord not only give us the strength to start the journey, but also the endurance to continue. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This promise speaks of endurance. And in seasons of our intense challenges, the strength we receive from God enables us to keep going without growing tired. Walking can be mundane, and it is the daily faithfulness in the mundane that often requires the most perseverance. We read that Enoch walked with God, and his steady, consistent walk with God over 300 years exemplifies this kind of faithful endurance we are called to. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, let me read to you. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with great crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Here we are encouraged to run with patience, looking unto Jesus, who endured the cross and now sits at the right hand of God. His endurance inspires us to keep going. In James chapter 1, verse 4, James says, Let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James reminds us that patience leads to maturity and completeness in our faith. We must learn to embrace situations that require waiting as opportunity to develop patience and character. And to avoid becoming weary and tired in our waiting, we should not give up on praying for our needs and desire. Trust that God hears us and will answer in His perfect timing. Focus on taking small, consistent steps forward rather than getting overwhelmed by our waiting or our problems, so that when we run, we will not be weary, and when we walk, we will not faint. Well, waiting is indeed one of the hardest games to play, but we are not alone. God provides us with renewed strength and an elevated perspective and the endurance to keep us going. So as we wait upon Him, let us be encouraged by His promises and continue to trust in His perfect timing. Let us commit this time to the Lord. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your promises in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Help us to wait upon you with faith and patience, and may we mount up with wings as eagles, rise above our challenges, and run the race with endurance. Father, we ask that you will strengthen us in our daily walk with you, that we will not grow weary or faint. And this evening, we also want to commit the rest of the time of prayer meeting onto your care. We ask that you will take away distraction as we pray tonight. I copy this prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.